And now on Entertainment Weekly, we have our arts critic, Clara Langsford, in the studio. Good evening, Clara. You've just been to see the two big movie releases of the week. What did you think of them?
Knights of the Revolution, despite its awful title, was an okay movie. The movie is set during the French Revolution in Paris, a particularly exciting and violent period of history. The story is, in fact, about the relationship between a rich aristocrat and a political rebel and revolutionary. They are both in prison, waiting to be executed. The script is well written, and the photography is stunning. It's obvious that a lot of money went into the movie's production. The acting, however, is very bad. The movie is supposed to be a romance, but I never felt that the main characters were very interested in each other. Hollywood gossip writers are, in fact, claiming that Sally Shine and Matt LeBon, the lead actors, can't stand each other and found it very difficult to work together, especially during the love scenes. Well, it really shows. The movie is suitable for anyone aged 12 or above. Dracula's Sister, on the other hand, is a wonderful comedy. The screenplay, to start with, is absolutely hilarious. I started laughing 5 minutes into the movie and pretty much couldn't stop until the end. The movie takes place in modern-day New York and tells the story of Adonijah, Dracula's rebellious younger sister. The acting is excellent, which is surprising because Lena Zansky, the actress who plays Adonijah, has only had roles in serious dramas until now. She seems to really enjoy her role as a cool, contemporary bloodsucker, puzzled and confused by the contradictions of 21st century life in New York. There are some shocking scenes, so I recommend that only those aged 15 or above go to see this movie.
Thank you very much, Clara. And now it's time for our weekly arts quiz, where all the answers...